Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, spankers and wankers, authors, and readers, directors, performers, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, or the goddess, or Allah, Adonai, Brahma, Buddha, or Dionysus. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant, and this is my familiar, Evie in the Garden of Eden, which is the womb room, our little broadcast studio, here in the soul of downtown L.A. And it's kind of a quiet night tonight. Kind of nice and quiet after last Saturday's raucous birthday bacchanal. But tonight, I have some very interesting guests joining me in the womb room. Let's start with Honey Bee. I have flowers for you, honey.
Oh, nice.
But you might get burned because they're candles. But Honey Bee, also known as Mary Morrison, is a New York Times best-selling author of erotica. Amazing. But, you know, popular people buy erotica, and this is really good, hot, and juicy erotica. Sexcapades, married on Mondays, single husbands. Yeah, really steamy stuff, and yet, for all us ladies who like romance, it's got a story. got very interesting characters. And got some meaning beyond the coming, although the coming has plenty of meaning. So welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show, honeybee.
My pleasure.
So glad you could pollinate my garden. So, what brings you to L.A.?
You.
Wow.
That's why I'm here.
Awesome.
Know, came into town just to be here. Wouldn't miss it.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad you came here, or flew here, as the honeybee flies.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad, you know, I took a crash course in your books. I was almost a little afraid I wouldn't finish them because there are three of them, and I just got them on Monday, and I am married on Mondays, as well as Tuesdays and the other days. And in fact, because I'm married, I had to spend some time with the husband dealing with a little issue. Let's just say it, in the hospital, where you have a lot of time, okay, that, you know, you can't do much of anything but read, because, you know, your iPhone doesn't work in there. So I was just reading like crazy, and it's very interesting to have the contrast of the hospital setting and the erotica. Although you have a hospital scene in one of these.
And the nurses were all looking at you.
Yes, they were.
It's like, what is this woman reading?
Yeah, well, it's got some steamy covers here. Yeah. Well, I'm so grateful to Stan Kent, who is sitting back there in my vast audience with his familiar, Sin. And we're going to say hi to Stan and Sin in just a moment. But I want to say hi to my feedback first. And I want to say hi to my guest, Gianna Taylor, and Alexander DeVoe.
Hi.
Hi. Well, welcome back, Alexander.
Yes, welcome back. It's been a while, though.
Yeah, right. It has been, I don't know how long, but I was in a whole different building, for
yes,
sure.
Yes.
But still in the soul of downtown L.A.
Right.
Because, I don't know, it's my home. So here I am, but here you are, and you have a new haircut.
Yeah, I'm experimenting with the mohawk.
Yes, very slick, very nice. And a lovely lady, Gianna. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, so you are the directors of the Urban Awards?
I'm founder of Urban X Awards, yes.
Urban X Awards. Urban X. Got to get that X in there. Sex with a capital X.
Yes.
Right? A triple capital X. Okay, the Urban X Awards. And tell me about the Urban X Awards.
Well, it's the first ethnic adult award show that pretty much, it's for Black, Latin, Asian, and interracial product, pretty much. We're in our fourth year, downtown LA.
Congratulations.
740 Club, July 23rd. So.
July 23rd, okay. Well, that's kind of coming up, and we'll all be there. So it's downtown?
Yes.
Yes, downtown is where it's happening. 740 mm-hmm. Club, okay. And so what brought you to create these Urban X Awards?
Well, I created the award show just because most of the ethnic product wasn't being recognized in the industry. So.
Now let's explain ethnic product to our non-industry viewers and listeners.
Anything Black, Latin, Asian, and interracial product.
Anything Black, Latin, Asian, and interracial. Okay, that's a lot of things.
That's a lot of
that
stuff.
That covers pretty much the whole industry.
Yeah. Right. Not that I'm a porn star, but I could only be in it if I was interracial. Although I'm Jewish. Is that ethnic? I don't know.
Well, technically, yeah.
Technically.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. It's not exactly a black and white kind of thing.
Mm.
Not exactly. No. But anyway, so that's why this word urban seems right, sort of.
Yeah. You know.
It's one of those crazy language things because I don't even know if race is really something we can clearly define by language anyway.
Right.
Probably not. So here we are struggling. But anyway, we're calling it, you call it, the Urban X Awards, a good word, and you're in downtown LA. You're in urban LA, so why not?
For our second year.
Yeah.
We move around. We had it at the same place last year, 740 Club, and we love downtown area, so we decided to do it again this year there.
I see. So what's a nice girl like you involved with Urban X?
Just the founder of it.
It's like guilt just by
out
association.
Of nowhere.
Like I'm just the founder of it.
By way of the convent? Or?
It's an opportunity that fell in my lap, and I took it.
I see. But you, I know, you're a porn director, right?
Yes, and see, actually, she's my wife, so, you know, through association,
okay.
Like, you know, it kind of
I'm glad
it
you explained. I thought maybe there was, you know, an intimate relationship
yeah.
there. But.
And just, you know, just to clarify, like, I don't actually have anything to do with Urban X. I'm actually hosting this year, so with Naomi Banks. So I try to stay, you know, as much as possible, stay out of Urban X Awards business, so it doesn't get complicated or confused. Like,
or else people will wonder why you're winning all the awards.
Right. I mean, it's not because my product is good. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, she's my wife.
Uh-huh. And where do you get your story ideas for your movies?
You know, I read a lot. Like, I'm inspired by, you know, the consumer. Like, you know, I'm very in touch with the consumer and what makes people, you know, tick. Like, what do they want to see? Like, what do they like to jack off to? Whatever their particular fantasies are. Like, I just try to stay in touch with you know, what gets people going. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not her agent or anything, but there's a lot of great stories in these books.
Yeah.
Honey Bee.
I got to read that.
You do?
Yeah,
I mean, they're hot. They're intense. They're, I just kept, I mean, thinking of, like, Jackie Collins, but
right.
Urban, ethnic, or whatever you want to call it,
right.
African-American, and lots of explicit sex, and lots of passion across all different persuasions. You know, married, not married, cheating, swinging, just all kinds of passion.
Wow.
You must be a very experienced woman.
I'd like to think so. Yes. You know, I'll try just about anything once. If I like it, I'll do it again.
Yeah? Wow. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a very sexy voice you got there for a writer.
Thank you.
I bet you read. Do you read your books? Do you do books on tape?
I don't.
Well, you should.
I've asked to. That's a whole nother story.
Yes. Yeah. You must do books on tape because yes. Your voice, that smoky, hot, sexy, sultry voice, reading this smoky, hot, sexy, sultry stuff, hot. Yeah. You know, I would like to invite you to sit in here. You want to sit over there? So, you know, this is Stan Kent. Come and say hello. While you're getting situated on your microphone. Oh, okay. Are you there? Look at this outfit. Talk about black and white and red all over. Hi,
here.
Stan. Thank you so much for bringing Honey Bee.
It's my pleasure to expose you to new things.
Yes, and she's so sweet, no sting yet.
Well, you have to work on it.
Yes,
as
perhaps.
As you know.
I should.
Yeah.
With my aphrodisiacs.
Absolutely.
And then there's Sin right there. She looks a little lonely. Do you want to come up and sit over here? Look at you. You look so pretty in your little kimono. Yeah. Is Sin considered ethnic?
Yes.
She's ethnic. Yeah.
She's
yeah.
ethnic.
But what about Stan? Now he's...
Now, I've got to be considered some sort of ethnic, right?
Urban, at least.
Urban, definitely urban.
Urbane, perhaps.
I'm English, that's the excuse.
English or anything but, you know.
Exactly, exactly, English with corrugated bottoms from so many spankings.
And buggeries.
Buggeries, oh yes.
Right.
Cheers.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, you got to leave early, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we do.
Unfortunately. Yeah. How sweetly she says that. So I should get you, like, plastered right now, right?
Well, I'm on the way there right now, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, I got two sitting over here.
But do you want to try the aphrodisiac drink of the house?
What is that?
For your marital splendor later, or perhaps even...
Sure.
Before?
That's right.
Okay. So, let's see. Where's my lovely assistant? Perhaps Pam could help me here. Pam. Okay. Well, here we go. Here are a couple of shot glasses. And this is what we call what agua coca leaf liqueur. Now, it is perfectly legal, despite the fact that we are urban. And it is made from the coca leaf.
That looks right. That looks dangerous.
It's not as dangerous as it looks.
Pam's here.
Perhaps Pam can pour. Here we go. This is Pam. Come on. And there's a ritual to consuming the agua, which is that you lick salt off of someone's body.
Right.
Anywhere on their body. It's really up to you.
Is that the salt right there?
That's the salt. That's the salt. I know. Right. It looks like something else. Okay, and that is the agua. So there's their shot glasses, so you can pour them that. So agua coca leaf liqueur is made from the coca leaf, but it's very mild, and the problem with it is it just tastes so good.
She's gonna,
it has an extra aphrodisiac. Oh, you have a problem?
She's going to give me a double shot.
Yeah, he can take both shots.
Oh, okay. I noticed how she said that a little late so he could have a double. All right. Yeah.
Now, is that too much? Like, you don't want to do too much of the special?
You know, I mean, hey, I don't know what you can do. I haven't seen you in a while.
Right.
So
he's a lightweight.
Yeah.
He's a lightweight.
But the key is the salt, you know, for the benefit of the show.
Okay.
Right. And it also creates the aphrodisiac effect.
Ooh. Okay, so you're supposed to put it on me somewhere.
So you just sprinkle it?
Like somewhere.
Just sprinkle.
Somewhere. Are you going to be very conservative? Yeah, I would think it would be nice to take that shirt off. And you have on a nice little spaghetti strap thing.
Put it right in the nape of your neck.
That was right.
Yeah,
she comes from the convent.
Yeah.
Right.
Conservative.
Convent. All right.
Does it stay on your skin like when you put it on?
Probably good to lick it first and then put the salt on. Do a little slow lick, you know, show that you know how to do it right. Yeah, slow. That's it. Yeah, okay. Well, you know, the neck is an erogenous zone.
Are you going for more?
Well, he's just putting a little salt on there. He's salting you up for devouring. See? Food and sex go together. Right,
so
honeybee?
You got to tell me how to do this now.
Now you lick the salt, and then you're going to down the shot. I would say one of the shots.
Okay.
I mean, if you want, you can do both. Okay, and he's licking it up, and he's really, you know, kind of going for the jugular, so to speak. And she's laughing, and there's a sign of life there. Okay, and bottoms down. Yeah.
Was it good?
It was bottoms up last week. That was my spanking show.
Okay.
Right.
I was just trying to figure that part out.
Yeah.
Bottoms down, bottoms up. I was momentarily confused.
Yes, right. Yeah, exactly. No, the bottoms were totally up last week.
Oh, by the way, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. I'll have to give you a spanking for my birthday.
Isn't it the other way around?
No, not really. Not here.
No.
Yes. So, who likes spankings? So you like spanking?
Can I react to that shot I just took? That was actually very...
yummy? Makes you want to spank? Or spank me?
It's very, very interesting.
It's a nice...
It makes you warm inside, like when it's going down. Like it's
very
good.
It is alcohol.
Yeah.
But it...
It's a different kind of alcohol.
It is different. It's a liqueur, and it's an aphrodisiac.
Right.
So you have something to look forward to when you get home.
Right.
How does sex and work go together for you guys?
She's actually very busy. Like, so
what are you busy doing?
She's working the on the award show.
What kind of work?
The award show, 24/7. I'm
like
running around
promoting it.
I mean, I'm founder of it, so I'm doing everything, promoting. Getting tickets to everyone, sponsorship packages, going to companies.
So how's your sex life?
Movies.
We get it in, like, you know.
Get it
when,
in.
When I'm
we
home, I travel a
we
lot.
We get it in.
I think I've been gone for almost two months.
Yeah.
So,
she's been gone a long time.
Does absence make the heart grow fonder or go wander?
Yeah. See, we just had a we have a radio show, so we had a topic about sexting because we send pictures to each other.
Oh, yeah. Like, then, we do. Like Weiner, yeah.
Yeah, like Weiner.
Like the Weiner. I'm calling him Weiner lately.
Yeah.
Because he quit. I would have liked to see him fight it out. Right. But all right. So
I'm always asking her like to make me a video, like yeah. or send me a picture, and then she does it. So uh-huh. you know, I get like nice surprises during the day when she's gone. So it's cool.
So that's nice. Can I see one?
Did we delete them? Like,
I deleted all of them.
You delete all of them. Aren't you guys in porn?
Yeah.
Well,
but actually, like,
I'm
we're
behind the scenes. I'm founder. I'm a mainstream model first, so I delete.
Oh, but see, I saw these sexy pictures of you on the internet.
Yeah, I have sexy pictures on the internet, but I don't want anyone to ever get a hold of my
sexy
phone.
Right, yeah.
She did like nude stuff. Like,
yeah,
she's very comfortable
stuff,
like being nude. So it's like, you know,
right.
It's a little different.
Really?
But she's actually very conservative at home.
Like, yes.
Believe it or not.
Well, you're not at home now.
Yeah. It would take one of these shots right here.
Probably take about four.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah. You're a good drinker then.
No, I'll be passed out.
Well, okay. Well, you know, have yourselves a blast.
Yeah.
So, back to this side of the room. Here. You guys know each other.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you're both writers, erotica writers.
That's right.
And a little bit freaky.
Absolutely.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And how did you discover Honey Bee?
Well, my agent from New York actually knew some of her publisher stuff and said, there's this woman, and she writes this amazing erotica, and I think it would be really good at some of your Hustler readings. So would you be interested? And I said, so send me the books. And I read the books, and what jumped out to me was how different they were from not being formulaic. So much erotica follows, this goes in here, and that goes in there, and this genre does that with that genre. But she had a manifesto, and she wasn't afraid to bring in gay sex in a straight erotica book. And I thought, well, this is perfect. This is great. This will stir it up a bit. So let's invite her down.
Yes, yes. There's all kinds of things in these books, including snakes. That's why I brought out my Evie. But she's not as lethal as the pythons that you have that almost strangle the wonderful character of Deja in Married on Mondays, who's a dominatrix, but also has a great marriage.
Yes.
And sisters that are all freaky and wild.
And that's what appealed to me about her books was that they had all of these. I mean, anybody who lives this sort of lifestyle, everyone always assumes that you can't balance those things. And that's what I liked about her books was that they have these characters that are very way out there, but they're also living semi-normal lives.
Yes. And what got you into writing erotica?
Just from day one, when I started writing under Mary B. Morrison, I decided that I was not going to censor any of the sex scenes. Period.
So when you decided to become a writer,
yes,
it just came out erotic.
It's a natural part of life, so I didn't want to skip over it. It's a huge part of what we do and why we do the things that we do. So I love to write about sex, and I love to be very detailed about the scenes to make the reader feel like they're there or they want to be somewhere else having sex. So, yes.
The great motivator, sex is. It motivates so much, you know. Procreation, recreation, professions, making money.
Technology.
Everything. Technology.
I mean, if it wasn't for sex, we wouldn't have VHS, we wouldn't have, you know, all that stuff. And we wouldn't have DVDs and we wouldn't have the internet.
And we wouldn't have us.
That's right.
Nothing.
Sex but I should do get love, a Nobel Prize.
I do love the way that you combine food and sex and life and sex. And it is there's a lot of erotica that's being written now with women in mind that men read too, but that I think that women really enjoy because it does break stereotypes and it does mix things up like real life does.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know,
great. It's really refreshing, and it's good to see that romance novels have now become porn romance novels. I mean, the Harlequin stuff is being replaced by things like Honey Bee's writings, where instead of reading about the bodice ripping, you know, all that stuff, you actually get the bodice ripping and the sex.
Right. You get down beneath the bodice.
Yep. Yep. You actually do what they did that you had to imagine that they did before.
Right, right. But it's very modern, and I mean, there's everybody's, you know, kind of texting and sexting and having lots of affairs and falling in love, very much falling in love. Do you think there's a market for that in porn?
For sexting?
Well, for sex with love, for sex, for like depictions of sex with that, you know, deal with people's real love feelings.
Yeah, I think so, because that's one of the things that I try to do is, like, I try to get people to connect with each other emotionally, on an emotional level. And a lot of times when people are putting together scenes, like, it's scenes without the emotional aspect of it. So I try to make sure that people have a connection when they're interacting with each other in front of the camera.
Just the actors have a connection.
Yeah.
It's
very important. It's very important to
sure.
me. It's chemistry.
Chemistry is important, yeah, for the sex.
Right.
But I'm actually talking about story, but yeah, I mean, sex, I mean, it's all part of making it real.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But if I could comment on that, really, Stan introduced me to a wonderful woman who directs and writes and produces porn. But basically, she has a storyline to what she's doing, so she's actually teaching me the adult entertainment side of the business in terms of films, because I'll be writing, as you can see how I already write, so bringing that element where the African Americans in particular, where you are actually desiring one another and you have this whole story created around the sex scene. But like Stan was saying, when you get to the sex scene, boy, you really...
Yeah.
They'll really be having sex. So I'm excited about it. I'll be a newbie to it, but this will start probably in the next couple of months.
So would you write and would you perform, or would you just write?
If I were to perform, I would keep my clothes on, but I would be very sexy, and I would like to talk to the couple before they actually have sex, however I could fit into it. And I say that for a reason, because I have this big film deal under the Mary B. Morrison side, and I just had another meeting for another film deal while I was here today for another book. So that would be 8 books on the Mary B. Morrison side for theaters. So I'm probably not going to take off my clothes.
Well, I was just wondering, how would you
mind taking off my clothes?
How would you be very sexy? What do you mean, I would be very sexy?
I think there's a number of ways. What I love about your website, there's a lot of pictures and photos and shoots where you see body parts, you see certain things. Like, you're not exposed with what you have on right now, but it's very sexy. So it's a number of ways I think that women can be sexy without showing.
Well, that's true. Well, without showing what?
Your vagina.
Yoni.
Your yoni, your punani. Yeah.
Your puss. Your vajayjay. Yeah, and your tatas and your, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess there's lots of ways you can be sexy and show off.
But it is, that's a dichotomy, isn't it? You say you got like these straight movie deals, and so you've got to balance these two. So, I mean, it's going to be a wonderful time in America where you can actually be a legitimate, quote-unquote, movie star and be naked and show an erection and do all that stuff. It's just, I think, kind of silly that we differentiate those two industries. I mean, porn and legitimate film should be one and the same thing.
It's a big difference, though, because for me, because I actually come from mainstream and I came over to do porn, it's a different mentality. Like, it's sometimes it's very different when you're watching a mainstream film. A lot of times those movies can be more erotic than an actual explicit sex movie,
right? Yeah.
because of the process. And a lot of times what people do in adult is that they forget that it's about eroticism. It's about the build up, the lead up to the sex.
Well, I think that just points out that there's different types of eroticism and different types of erotic film. And for some people, it's about compartmentalizing. Most of those people probably have penises, but not all, you know. I mean, sometimes women too. You just you don't want a story. You don't want to be bogged down. You don't have time. You just want to jerk off or jill off, and you want to get gonzo and get down to it. But sometimes you want a little romance, you know, whether it's with your partner to watch a story that you can get involved in, or with yourself to watch a story that you can get involved in. You know, I mean, I guess there's what's happening is we're just seeing that erotica, porn, you know, it's all kind of branching out into these different genres and different niches. And I think there is something for everyone because everyone can access it on their iPhone or on their computer or just in good old-fashioned print media, which is great to take when you've got a loved one in the hospital. You know, and you can't necessarily. I guess you can use your Kindle, but I don't have my Kindle. Oops. My loved one is telling me my microphone is falling down. Anyway, yeah. So do you think you're getting more gonzo or more... What's your next... Your next,
you know, I've never
bunch of stuff. Are you into parodies?
No, I'm not into trends. Like I try to stay away from whatever the particular trend is at the time.
Like, how about cuckold? How about that? Is that a thing you like to do?
I've had experience that before I came into the business, but I've never actually done a cuckold movie.
Like. What is more popular for you, interracial or just? Like African American, like where everybody's African American, or where there's mix.
You know, it's really funny with me because I'm a lot different than the average person of color in the business. I try to stay away from the label, so I don't really. I shoot bodies. I put people in front of the camera, uh-huh. and whatever they want to call that, if they want to call it interracial or black on black or whatever, I leave that up to somebody else to decide what it is.
Keywords, but, darling. Yeah. Everything is keywords.
Keywords and how you sell it and how you market it.
Right, exactly.
You know, in terms of how the business operates.
So I guess that's what I'm asking is what, you know, what are more people jacking off to these days?
I think the average person who sits at home in front of his computer wants to see a big black dick going inside a little tight hole. So I guess that's interracial.
A little tight. Well, that could
tight
be
tight white hole.
Like. Oh, white hole.
So that would be like you know the stereotypical fantasy of the guy
contrast.
Sitting at home. Yeah, the contrast.
The contrast.
It seems to be something that people think is more exciting, like more exciting to watch. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Well, but okay.
So I shoot a lot of that. I think.
Do you know? Do you have a theory as to why that is, or you just kind of go with it?
It's based on taboos, like you know, like something you it's forbidden, and whatever is forbidden fruit,
right.
Like they're going to gravitate toward that.
Mm.
So I just try to fulfill that need, like you know, it's all about whatever people want to see.
Okay.
Right.
And what do you try to fulfill, honeybee?
I try to touch on a lot of things. What's really important for me with Honeybee is the female sexuality side of it, that women feel comfortable with their bodies, with having sex. If they want to have multiple partners, that is okay. It's a woman's right to choose, you know, whatever her sexual desires are. But a lot of times, like, some women are sexually repressed and they're not comfortable with it. So my thing is, it's okay to do whatever you want to do.
And your books are infused with sex therapy. I mean, sometimes directly, where there's actually sex therapy sessions, but also just the way that you bring people together is sort of therapeutic. Definitely.
I love to do that. And just women being empowered. You know, I was writing a scene the other day where the rich girls, because this is a rich girls club, and she's having sex with the mayor, and he's not doing what she wants him to do. So basically she takes out, like, the double-head silicone dick, and she basically shoves it in his mouth, like, shut up, because somebody's getting fucked here today. It's going to be you. Either you're going to fuck me, I'm going to fuck you.
Mm.
And so, again, it's a power play for women to feel like, okay, if you're not getting what you want, sometimes it's okay to result to something that'll get his attention. So
there are definitely strong women throughout your books and strong black women. I mean, I'm not even sure if there's any white people in these books. I'm not sure.
Maybe a few.
You have me thinking.
I mean, I kind of lose track a little, but I know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, according to the covers, not really, although that one's maybe mixed. But, I mean, have you ever sent your books to Oprah?
Have I personally? No. Because I always like to consider myself ahead of the curve, and if you do what you're supposed to do, the rest of it will somehow fall into place. It'll happen.
Well, maybe I'll send your books to Oprah.
You should, because I think she could do with a bit of livening up, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's getting a bit old, all that, you know, touchy-feely chick-lit stuff that she focuses on. It's time that Oprah started talking about dicks.
Yeah. So I don't keep track of her. She doesn't talk about dicks.
Not much, no.
Not much. She talks about...
When your channel's called O,
yeah.
Don't you think you should be talking about...
The big O.
The big O and the little O. And
she may not like dicks, though.
Well, it doesn't... Well,
yeah. Yeah, she may not at all.
That's the story, isn't it, you know? I
mean, right.
Well, that goes back against a woman's right to choose. And what I like a lot of times is that people really don't know what I like. They see they're curious, and I love their curiosity. But at the end of the day, it's all about what I want to do.
Right. Yes. And so you are not married yourself. Is that right?
I'm happily divorced, and I'm not doing that again.
Oh.
I'm not getting married again.
And
it's overrated.
Explain.
Well, I say it's overrated, undervalued, because it takes a lot of energy, and if the person is not on the same planet that you're on, it requires too much, way too much. I have too many other things.
You know what? People,
and I love to date different guys, so that allows me to be open.
People think marriage requires a lot of energy. You just have to be. You have to be evenly yoked and. It doesn't really, you know, I'm just speaking from our own personal experience. Like, it really doesn't require a lot of energy. All you have to do is be able to have sex, like, 24-7, like, 7 days a week.
That doesn't take energy? Oh, my God, that takes a lot of energy. Is somebody moving?
As long as you have sex, like, 2 or 3 times a day, like, 7 days a week, then, you know, everything's cool.
Everything's cool, right? Yeah. He sounds like one of your lawyers in your book.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
No, but that really, honestly, I think that's the key. Like, if you don't have that in a relationship, then they don't have a tendency to last through time. But if you have that, then chances are.
So it's really, it's quantity.
It's about quantity, like,
of
you
sex.
Know, frequency, like. You know, as getting it in as much as possible. Like, if you can't get it as much as humanly possible, then it's not going to last.
You know, this stuff must really work. Because he had 2 shots of this, yeah. And then look at him.
It's going on. Right. Hey, you didn't have yours.
No, I'm building up to it.
You have to have it with some salt.
Okay.
Off of a body part.
Okay.
Of somebody.
I think I'll choose a sin body part.
How about if you come up on stage for that?
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. I have to have my stage occupied.
Okay, you'll do that.
I've been. All on my own?
Yeah, you coming up here. And you come up here. Sin, beautiful Sin. And that way, Katie St. Ives, who just arrived, can slip into a chair. Here, slip in right here.
Hi.
Hello, Katie.
How are you doing?
Welcome back.
You
are going to have to get spanked again, you know.
Oh, no.
Oh, she sounds so upset. But you're late. You know you need to be spanked for being late.
I deserve it.
See, there you go. Right. I know. And you will be. But first, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look great. So
you
do you know these people?
Yeah, actually.
Yes. Yeah?
We had the pleasure of having Miss Katie St. Ives on set one day.
Yes.
Ah, on set in a movie?
On set in a movie.
Oh, which one?
It was called Fat Ass White Booty.
Number something.
Fat Ass White Booty. Right, and that's fat, P-H-A-T.
P-H-A-T.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you can assemble yourselves right here. Come over here. Now, look at this outfit. You're quite the showpiece, Stan. And you, look at you. You look adorable. Okay, do we have a microphone? Could I get the microphone here? So this was an interracial movie that you're in, I guess?
Yes.
Yes. Were you the center of a bunch of hot, hard black guys? Is that it?
No, I've never been able to do that.
Oh.
Or, no, wait, let me rephrase myself. No one has offered me the position to do that.
The position. Sounds like you could assume the position.
Yes.
You hear that?
Wow.
All right. She's like ready to assume the position.
And as memory recalls, like, she had a great day on set that day, too.
That yeah. was the first time I worked with Prince Joshua. Yeah.
Yes. And yes. what was that like?
I love him. I want to take him home and not let him leave.
Yeah. Why do you love him?
Why? Because he's big, black, and beautiful.
There you go. I guess that's the right answer.
Big, black, and beautiful. I don't remember
wow.
that.
Wow. All right.
The
well,
three Bs.
The three Bs.
And that's the three Bs. Right. Okay. And is this something you've discovered about yourself, that you like big, black, and beautiful lately, or something you've always known?
To tell you the truth, before porn, I had never really been with anybody that was white.
You'd never been, so you'd most only had black boyfriends?
Most of my ex-boyfriends are either mixed or they're black. And since I've been in porn, I have not done as much interracial as I have. Would like to do.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to after this show.
Wow.
I hope so.
You know what? I never knew that.
See?
I thought it was the exact opposite.
No, like, honestly, I have not done any interracial this year. Maybe two or three scenes, but that's about it.
We need to change that.
I love your straw.
Oh, thank you. Well, feel free to suck it. I wish it was black. Unfortunately, I just have this gigantic black dick back there, but that's not even probably bigger than Prince Joshua. but we have some salt licking to do here, and then we'll tend back to you and your big black cock needs.
You know, okay. You know what? Like sometimes I need to say this because
yes.
you know, as a black man, sometimes you feel pressure. If you don't have a giant dick, like you feel like you got the short end of the stick. Like not every black dude has a huge penis.
Oh, like, we have something for you if you don't have a huge penis.
I'm good. Like, you don't.
Yeah. Here's a real gift for you.
What is this?
Oh, this is to measure your penis.
Well, it's got a 9 on it, so I'm good.
Yeah. Look how it works, though.
Well, yeah, it's not an exact approximation of like actually how it's supposed to be, so it helps. That's an exaggerated 9 inch ruler. Mm. So.
Well, I have. I don't know. Are you trying to talk about yourself? I mean,
No, I mean I'm good.
Like, are you, you know? Okay? I haven't seen you, so
right. So okay. You know they have a test. Like if you can, if your penis can touch your belly button, then you're at least 9 inches. So I'm
right.
good.
Like, you know? Okay. Is he good?
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
All right. Well, if you're good, you guys got to get good. So you've got to now, would you have your salt? No, you don't have the salt. And you, when you're talking, you're talking to the microphone.
Okay.
So you're now,
the drink. See,
where
now,
should
my
you put
body part, as you know, is yes. all about the shoes.
The shoes.
So the feet and the ankles
and the
for
butt,
me.
The butt, though, is also a body
The butt's
part.
Nice, but it's really feet and ankles that I really like.
I see.
That's
okay.
That's my
body part. So I think you need to
part.
Recline in the bed.
Can
look at those
that?
Shoes. Those are quite some shoes.
Okay, so I am going to administer a little foot worship with my tongue.
Okay, and here's the salt.
Thank you.
Here, lean back a little so he doesn't have... Okay, well, he can get down on his knees. That's very romantic. Look at that.
A little.
Yes. Very nice. He's now licking the top part of the foot. Here, can I have that microphone? Give me the microphone. How's he doing?
Very nice.
Very nice?
Very nice. It feels really good.
Mm. Are you a foot hedonist?
Somewhat.
Do you like to have your feet pleasured by
Yes.
Rabbit foot fetishists like Stan.
I actually like it more on the toes.
More on the toes. See, you're doing the top part of the foot that doesn't have as much sensitivity, Stan. You're just going for expediency here. You've got to remove the foot. I mean, excuse me. You don't want to remove the foot. Oh, look at your fingernails, your toenails. They match the agua. That's lovely. And now he is licking those toes.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nicely. Very, very nicely.
That's pretty good, huh?
You're supposed to finish off the salt.
Here, give me back the salt. Okay. Yes. Yes. Don't use all the salt. We have to ration the salt. Yes. Suck those toes. Suck it like a big black dick. Right? I don't know. I'm trying to get the theme, you know, kind of connected here. Yeah. Suck it like a big black dick. Can you suck her whole foot in your mouth? Look at that. Yep. Yep, your foot is like a big black dick, at least in width. You know, in width, I would say, right? Not in length. You know, tiny little.
What does
feet,
that feel
actually.
Like when you get your toes sucked? Like, what does it feel like?
Describe your feelings. It's a it's wonderful great. Feeling, but
yeah. Hi, Evie.
Very sensuous. Oh yeah, that's Evie.
Yeah,
you like Evie,
it
right?
Is very it is very sensual.
Yes.
So how's that sound? Pretty nice, huh?
Stan doesn't have the microphone here.
That was really tasty. That was very good. I mean, yeah. I don't know what tasted better, the foot or the...
Susie, you have to move. Susie, you have to move.
I don't know what was better, the foot or the liqueur, but
well,
the feet
can
not be denied.
For the Agua de Bolivia people, we'll say the liqueur.
We'll
but
say
for
the liqueur.
Sake of your,
and we'll say it would be nice to bathe the foot in the liqueur at some time and suck off each toe.
Yes.
That
you
would be
salt
lovely.
One foot and then you bathe the other foot
exactly.
in the liqueur, and then you've got the complete cocktail.
Cocktail,
that,
indeed.
Well, I mean, and then you could
tequila.
Add a big black dick, and then you'd have a
tequila,
big black dick cocktail.
Tequila toe shots of it, too.
Right.
Tequila toe shots.
Well, we do tequila toe shots. Yeah. Well, you do that with agua. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. At our foot fetish salons. These are lovely shoes that you have here.
Beautiful.
And this is Evie. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. Very
That's
nice.
Great. Thank you.
Very nice. Foot licking performance, yes. So, what's your most erogenous zone?
My neck.
Your neck?
Yeah.
The back of your neck or the front of your neck?
Get closer to your microphone.
The side of your neck.
Closer to your microphone.
Panty Boy would like to know. Well, this is a message from Twitter, by the way. You guys are on Twitter.
Right.
Although, I don't know. Yeah, you're on Twitter. And you're all on Twitter, right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell if Love Stilts, I Love Stilts, okay, that's your Twitter name.
Yes.
And Katie St. Ives and perhaps some other people could show their beautiful panties.
I don't wear any.
You don't wear any panties.
No. So
you're wearing invisible panties.
Wearing invisible panties.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, we have emergency panties here.
Emergency.
Yeah, we do. We need to give you some. You emergency obviously need some panties.
Panties.
So these wow. you can choose.
You can pick a thong.
Panties. Pick a thong, any thong, or we have the little booty shorts. You know, whatever you like.
She likes thongs.
Yeah. Okay. You got a little purple thong. Very nice.
Wow.
Okay. So, yeah. Now let's see how good you are. Can you put those on without us seeing anything?
Probably. I don't know.
Okay, we're going to see how you do that now. We're going to. You try not to show us anything at all. And
okay.
Just get those on there. Panty Boy, she's putting on the panties.
Yeah, over top of my pants.
That's wild.
That'd be the best way.
Over top of underpants. I thought you weren't wearing any
no,
panties.
No, I said over top of my pants.
Oh, over top of your... Oh, you're wearing pants.
Yeah, but...
Oh, look at you.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I have
no,
a lot
that's
going
fine.
On.
Put those on. Yeah, put it on top of your pants.
Pants.
Yeah,
so,
like I have a lot
yeah,
going
put it on
here.
Right on top, yeah.
Right.
I think that's a good idea.
What, is something
I didn't
else
understand
going on
what you were saying, but go right ahead. Yeah, I think that'll look great. Put the panties
that's
on.
That's going to look so silly, but okay.
No,
you know,
I
have a theory that there could be a silliness to it, in which case you could take them off right away.
Okay.
But
somebody probably likes that, though.
Yeah, like, somebody probably would.
Panties on top of
my
leggings.
Husband did. He jumped on that one, huh? Yeah, that's panties on top of the leggings.
Leggings, right?
That's a fetish.
Right.
Okay.
It is. Oh, here we go. Whoa. She's got them on top of the leggings, the panties.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
And
wow, that
she's got some booty
that's
there.
Pretty nice.
And you turn around for the, yeah.
That's a
look
new
at the booty.
That's a new fashion thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty hot,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It really outlines the booty. I think you should, this isn't, I don't know if it's a new fashion, but we should definitely.
I think Gaga's been doing it a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
That looks hot, though.
Yeah.
Like purple on top of that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You'd have to tuck the. You have to pull that above the top.
We should take credit for it. Not
I think so. Yeah, forget Gaga. We're starting this. This is a new fetish that we're starting.
I've never seen her wearing panties like that.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, wow, that's hot.
Awesome.
What if you wore those like that?
At the awards?
Definitely.
Like, for real.
Wear these to Urban X Awards.
Seriously.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You need some like shiny pants or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no, keep them on for a little while. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
sure. Keep them on.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we've all voted that they look good, not silly, right?
Okay. No, no.
Anyone
great.
Think they look silly here?
Nope.
Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, well, a lot of guys are holding their peace right now, looking at the panties. Okay. So now he was also wondering about Ms. I don't know. Are you married?
No.
You're not cuckolding anyone with Prince Joshua?
No.
No? Have you been in a cuckold movie?
Yes.
Really? What was it like? What was it called?
It was for Fuck Me in the Bathroom. And it wasn't supposed to be a cuckold scene.
Really?
The guy came too soon. So
wow.
Joanna came in and cuckolded him and took over me.
Joanna Angel.
Mm-hmm.
I see. She cuckolded him.
Mm-hmm.
That girl's got balls.
She said to him, I'm going to show you how to fuck a girl.
And she did.
And she did.
With a strap on or just herself?
Herself.
Herself. Uh-huh. Interesting. Cuckolded by a woman. Honeybee is nodding. She's going to be including this scene shortly. You know, the whole cuckolding thing is very... very popular now. I'm not sure if it always was, and it's just kind of coming out of the closet, or it's more popular now, but it is. So, how are those panties feeling?
They're feeling good.
Good. Good. Do you want some, too?
Oh, no. I don't need a panty thing.
Okay.
No, I've never done it, you know, like. I've never felt the need to put on a pair of panties or pumps or nothing like that. Like, you know,
okay,
I'm
nothing
good.
Like that. No. But you know, you don't judge a guy that does, though, do you?
Nah, you know, whatever turns you on. Like,
right.
You know, I would dress somebody up in some panties and, you know, pumps and all that for a movie. So,
But you're a very visual guy, I could tell. You
I'm,
like how
I'm
those,
visual,
the,
like,
that thong looks there.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty good. So, you know.
So back to Katie and your panties. Are you wearing panties?
Yes. My jeans are like skin tight. If you want to see them, I can hold up. I'm short.
I'm short.
So if I stand up, you won't.
Yeah, you have to come up on this stage because you're too short to be over there. And Sin, you come back into this seat right here. I'm playing musical chairs. You notice? Okay. So this is panty reveal. Okay, so wait a second.
Get your microphone there.
And
like, make sure it's all covered and everything.
Yeah, it's all covered. Oh, the goods.
The goods.
Yes.
Like I said, these are really tight jeans.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
They are, but you know, they're coming down a little bit.
A little bit, slowly.
Yeah.
You want them all the way down?
Yeah, I would like them all the way down. That would be what I would like, because they're so tight. Right, and so these are basically a basic black, satiny thong panty for Panty Boy.
Yeah.
Would you like a different pair of panties? Two?
He can have mine.
All right. All right, but then you should get another pair. Or two.
Can I put them over my jeans, too?
You want to put them over your jeans?
Sure.
That's kind of in. Yeah, you can do that. Sure. But you have to leave the jeans like that.
Like
yeah. Okay. Well, We are showing our panties. Does anyone else want to show panties? How about Honey Bee? What kind of panties are you wearing?
Well, I have on the black crotchless panties with the silver zipper up the front.
Black crotchless with a silver zipper up the front.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I have some like that, actually. Yeah.
I like those.
Those are hot. Those are very sexy. Is the zipper closed or open?
It's closed.
It's closed. Okay. So can we see them? We could see them. I mean, you're not, the zipper is closed, right?
It's like easy access, though. But
it's closed.
The zipper is closed, so could we see the panties? Oh, wait, who dismissed you from the stage? Okay, well, you could sit over there for a minute. You got one girl in pants and panties after another here, right. Alexander. There she is.
Yeah.
Now that he knows your history, he's all smiles. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, panties left everywhere, yeah. Okay, so can we see yours, or? How about just me? I'm already showing mine, right? And you, as you say, it covers a little. I mean, it's pretty covered, maybe, I guess. Yeah, okay. Then do it. Stan, you're her manager.
I'm not a manager, but I am an evil conspirator. And I would
panty
say,
reveal.
Yes, I mean, it's all in the name of art.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is panty art.
This is panty art. And if you like, we will all look away. And just for Susan.
Just for me.
Just
that's
for
right.
Susan. You know,
well, I'll peek.
She's honest.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have to look away.
Thank you, because we're not going to.
But okay. Maybe you need your aphrodisiac.
Would you like to come up here? Oh, would you like your aphrodisiac?
I think both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whom you would like to lick it off of.
Oh, I have to lick it off of someone.
Well, you know, that's the game. It's like interactive. I mean, you could...
Susan hasn't been licked yet.
Stan is such an agent.
You are.
Should take volunteers. Like.
Well, I'll volunteer. Could lick it off my shoulder or my hand.
Go for it. You can do it.
Let's see. Where is that salt? Here it is. Okay, you've got your shot. Oh, come on up here. Yeah, come on up here. Yes. Mm-hmm. Nice outfit. This way we get to have the walk around.
See, what I like about this is that it proves that authors aren't these shy, retiring, like, dorks. I mean, we actually have lives and heart and are not just people who slave in front of a computer writing words.
Well, that depends.
Well, there are some
there
like
are
that.
Some authors that... Just do that.
There are some authors you wouldn't want to come out from behind the computer.
But look at this beautiful outfit. Wow. Great. It's corset and skirt, mini skirt. What is this? Can I touch? Yes. Oh, very nice. Very nice. Okay. And nice necklace. Okay. You what? You have a shot glass. Right. Okay. So this is your microphone and this is the salt. And let's see. So I don't know. My hand, my shoulder. I feel like my guests tonight are so shy. All these erotica porn people, but you know. Okay, here. Salt.
No, that wasn't the proper order. I think I was supposed to lick first, and then we.
That's true. See, okay, so you got to do the shoulder.
You can
then.
Tell she's an author. She pays attention to details.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'll hold the microphone.
Yeah, I was like, my hands are like,
she's
occupied.
Busy. Right. Okay, thank you, Stan.
Now, come behind you.
Let's Stan go.
Oh, okay, and here we go.
I'll come around this way. Sorry, Susan.
You could be on your knees and, yeah. You know.
Oh, you want me on my knees? And now we are seated at the Susan Block Studio. sorry.
There we go.
Okay, so we're getting ready to
do the shot.
So I'm gonna go for it.
Or you want my titties?
I think that's a loaded question. We do indeed want your titties.
Right?
Yeah, right there.
Right here.
Okay.
Would you like me to hold this for you so you can concentrate on her titties?
Yes, something is going on.
Okay.
A lot. Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. There you go. Very sensuous. Very nice.
Now
you just put a little salt there. Mm-hmm. Mmm. Nice. And she's rubbing it in. Mmm. Oh.
I can hear the salt crystals dissolving.
You know how some people say you can tell how someone's going to make love by the way they kiss?
Yeah, yeah.
I can tell by the way they do their salt.
Oh, very good.
Okay, now you have to lick the salt.
Okay, so now I have to get it off. Mm. This is a different kind of salt. It's real salty.
Mm-hmm.
It's very lemony, too.
Lime salt. Lime to match all the green.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, now you drink.
Not quite in a shot glass, but
take a drink. You could talk into the salt if you want.
This is very good. It's doing a lot.
Say that into the microphone.
This is very good.
Okay.
Very good. Was
all
it
right.
good for you?
Yes. It was very good for me. It was beautiful.
Like point,
what
know?
Happened to the cover of the salt, though? I don't know.
It's
these
like
covers.
Right
go, oh, yeah. Where we go? Okay. Well, that was great. And you're so ladylike. You didn't down your whole shot, right?
I could have though, because I'm originally from New Orleans. So
yes, you are.
Down the hall, so, yeah.
Right, the Big Easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll hold this now.
Okay.
Now that we still are waiting for the panty reveal. Yes, the panty reveal. That's there's an order to things here.
She's got like a triple shot.
Yes. Okay, so where's she going? Okay. Look at this great hourglass figure. Okay. Now the panty reveal happens, and I'll stand up with you. Okay. How does it happen? Are you going to just pull that up?
I'm going to pull this
okay,
up.
Okay, very good.
I'm
standing
down.
By. In case you have something to say, I've got the
I
microphone.
I have to, like, rearrange the whole outfit. So.
Okay. Here we go. Da-dum-dum.
I think...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Ooh. Yes. Oh, the zipper.
Wow.
Ooh. Sexy. What are these African what?
Damn.
African waist beads. Wow. You know about these?
No, I don't.
What do they do?
What are African waist beads?
African waist beads, very sexy. And that was a fabulous panty reveal. I think you deserve a hand. I've got my hands occupied, but let's give a hand to, see, writers do it better.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That was very nice, very beautiful. All right. Sin. So, are you wearing panties?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And?
And?
Can we see?
Your
manager is over there with the five-alarm fire hair.
Yeah.
You're not going to say anything positive?
No, he's not going to say anything now, I can tell you that.
I'm not going to get myself in trouble.
We'll describe them.
Pink.
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 Hot pink or light pink?
Hot pink.
Okay. Now we got to see them. especially since I can't imagine the hot pink panties with that outfit.
Actually, but the contrast would be
that would be very interesting. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I want to see, because I can't imagine it.
They're just boring pink panties.
Boring pink panties. Yes. That's even more exciting.
Wrong word, Sin. You shouldn't have said boring pink panties.
I can show,
quick panty reveal.
I can show side hair.
Side? Okay. Except I can't see them. Okay. Nice. Okay. Okay, they're not too boring. No. Okay, they were very, very sexy. Okay, well, you get some other panties, if you'd like some other panties, you know, to, you know, for later.
For later?
Yeah, panties for later. Okay, so are you wearing interesting panties?
I'm wearing some pink panties, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And we should be even here.
That's right. No, they're not pink. I changed at the last moment. They're black and white. Black and white, because I knew it was going to be it was going to be the urban evening. So
the urban evening.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I should do that.
Okay. Well,
he wears panties. Like you actually, seriously?
They're actually shorts. They're not
boxers.
Like, they're briefs. I guess you would call them European briefs.
You sound wistful, though. Yes. You almost sound like you wish they were.
I would wish they were panties, because then you can say there's a certain bon vivant thing about saying, I'm wearing panties today. Do you have anything to declare? Yes, I'm wearing panties.
That would be something to declare, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm. Well, so you're wearing boxers. Well,
they're not boxers.
Oh.
I'll let you be the judge.
Briefs. Okay, let's see. Okay.
See, he wants to show them to you.
Yeah, he does. That didn't take any convincing whatsoever.
Let me show you.
I had to check my belt buckle.
Okay, and the belt buckle's quite elaborate.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Ah,
wow.
Look. Whoa, I can understand why you wanted to show these off. Alexander even might want a pair. No, those are nice, huh? Those are masculine but crazy. Right?
Yeah,
Honeybee likes them.
I got those in Paris.
Paris?
Yeah, they have good underwear shopping
those
in Paris.
Those French guys, yeah. They know how to do it.
They really do.
They do.
They know how to wear their underwear.
Mm-hmm. Those French guys, yeah. So, back to you guys. I don't know if any. Oh, yeah. You can get some panties, too, Stan. Because you said you want some.
I can have some to declare.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have some other party favors here. Pocket rocket for you.
Mm.
Where's
nice.
My battery girl?
Too many of those.
And,
nice.
And let's see. You got a pocket rocket last time, right?
No, actually, I did not.
No, I'm not looking at you.
Oh.
But you, I was looking at you.
Yes.
The lady, Katie, but you might not have gotten a pocket rocket last time, but you know,
this is
for a guy. It's it's
it
a screaming
dick?
Oh. Can we have a picture of this? I want him to hold it. A picture of, of Honey with her pocket rocket.
You put it on your dick?
Yeah, it's a cock ring.
It's a cock ring.
Wow. You stick it around your dick. It's really comfy, too. And, like,
how
it feels...
Because
I've used them before.
Oh.
They're
she
awesome.
She stuck it on her dick.
No,
see?
I
stuck it on. She's full of surprises.
Wow. So you put it on your dick and it vibrates.
Yes.
The top vibrates, and it can, like, when you have sex with your girl, it vibrates on her clit every
on her
time
clit.
You pound out.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
You know?
Or if she grinds on you.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I gotta try that.
Yeah. Toys for men.
See, but I can actually simulate a vibrator with motion. Like, you know.
You simulate a vibrator with the movement of your cock?
You can.
I
know,
don't know about
speed,
that.
Like a,
ladies, can any man simulate a vibrator, really?
I mean, they can try,
which is always entertaining.
I have gears that I can shift while I'm having sex, like, you know, speed, depth, like all that type of stuff. Like,
if you're not going to open it, hold it up for my camera.
Do you buzz like a vibrator when you're doing that?
Look like you like it. Yeah, I think the buzzing sound would be a big part of it.
It would, because it's the audio cue that you tune into.
Sometimes maybe you can do a hum with your tongue that's almost like a vibrator.
That's true.
A hum kind
right.
of thing. But
hence
I don't
the
know.
Term hummer.
I don't know. I haven't met a human that could really be a vibrator. That's why we have vibrators.
Yeah, that would be nice to see, Alexander.
Right.
Do that.
Can
so
you demonstrate that? Just
well, I mean, you know, I have a skilled tongue, so you know. It's got. You can dial in like different settings with the tongue. So,
you know. And you get a pocket rocket too, my dear. And you got a pocket rocket last time. That's where I was. So I'm looking for...
It's a squirt-inducing tongue.
It's a what?
Squirt-inducing tongue.
Here you go. This is a lot of fun. A fingo.
I can't. Oh, whoa, what?
It's a fingo.
Can I open it now?
Yeah, open it now. I have one, too.
That you do.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get when you come back here twice in a row. It lights up while it vibrates. Oh, help her. Help her.
Oh, it has light on it, too. Does that heat up? The light? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you like to feel?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a strong vibration, too.
You got to be careful.
It's a strong vibration.
Yes.
I mean, for a battery thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you get your vibrator hooked up?
I do have
Holy
it hooked
shit.
Up with batteries and everything.
Good. So you got yours hooked up there. Yeah.
You'll never get lost in the dark.
Lost in the dark? Oh yeah, right. It lights. Yeah. Well, it, even in the light, it's a big light. Yeah.
Well, if a guy wanted to put this on his finger, mm-hmm. he doesn't have the excuse of like, shit, I can't find it.
Right.
There's a light on the end.
There you go. Yeah, even if it's down deep in that dark pussy.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. Like when you touch it, it like clings to my finger. That's cool.
Wow. So do you have a boyfriend now or a girlfriend, Katie?
I'm seeing someone right now.
Black, white?
He's actually one of the few white guys. But he's. If I were to close my eyes and just listen to him talk...
Really?
He sounds Hispanic. He speaks Spanish.
Oh, okay. Is there something to the sound? I mean, is it... I don't know. Well, what is it that made you think, have black boyfriends when you were younger, before you got into porn? I mean, you look like you're probably Irish, British, French or something. What is your background?
German and Cuban.
There you go. Oh, German and Cuban. Mm.
See, that's what it is. It's the German part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes you look like Heidi.
I don't think it has anything to really do with the... I mean, it might have to do something with the color of their skin, but when it came down to it, it's just... I liked black guys. Like, they just... I liked... At least the ones that I dated were really cool.
I mean, do you think it was because of just circumstances or because you chose...
I guess the ones that I did date, their lifestyle, the way they spoke.
What about the lifestyle?
Most of them were bad boys.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little gangster lifestyle?
Yeah.
You seem like such a good girl.
That's what makes me money.
Right, and that's what we're talking about, this whole contrast thing. What do you make of that, the whole contrast thing, honeybee?
I think contrast is really, really good because I myself even sometimes like a guy with the kind of like thuggish edge, but not really thug. Just the edge, you know. It's
right.
Like the guy who just doesn't mind being... masculine, taking over, talking shit. You
but
know.
You don't have to bail his ass out of jail every once in a while.
Right, exactly. I'm not trying to do that part. But, you know, nice is nice.
Although that sometimes goes along with it. You know, you got your rugged, strong, you know, fun, big boys. And every once in a while, I got to bail their ass out.
They can be excited.
And their balls and their dick. It all has to get bailed out.
Oh, that's funny. I just like the confidence of that.
Right, I know, but sometimes the confidence goes with the trouble. That's all I can say. As a married woman, of course, you stop. You see, you're maybe a little smarter. Because before they wind up, you know, making that phone call, honeybee, can you go to the bail bondsman for me? Before they make that phone call, you're gone. You're gone, right, see?
That won't happen.
That's right, that's right. I am married almost 20 years. So, it happens. It happens. Hasn't happened to you yet. But that rocket scientist could get into some trouble. You never know. All right. So how does your new boyfriend feel about, you know, you being a porn star and, you know, possibly doing this white or black on white kind of, maybe even a gangbang? Would he get turned on by it or be jealous or a little bit of both?
I think right now he doesn't think much of it. Like, I know he said he doesn't care about it, but I was on my computer editing some photos from set, and he saw me having sex with another guy in one of the pictures, and he just got up and walked out and said it was just weird. He couldn't look at that. But other than that, he hasn't had a problem. He just can't see it.
Can't see it. Okay.
I can talk to him about
it. Well, I don't know how long that's going to last.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Hey, did you have your shot? Did you want a shot? Or?
No, I have a very strong margarita, and to tell you the truth, I haven't had much to eat, so it's already hitting me.
Oh, get this girl a meatball, or maybe three. She needs some little food. Do you like meatballs, or are you vegetarian?
Oh, I love meatballs.
Meatballs, yeah. I think a plate of meatballs in front of this girl would be a great shot.
Thank you.
Mm. Yeah. So, I keep hoping this is black, but, you know.
We can paint it black for you.
You can what?
We can color it black for you.
You can color it. Thank you. Thank you.
The tip will still be white, though. Mm. I don't want.
Are you still a performer in your movies, Alexander? You don't perform.
depends on, you know, how the wife looks at it, but, you know, I try. You know, actually, I never stop. You know, I try to get it in every once in a while, like, you know. You know, behind
get
the scenes.
Get it in, behind the scenes, casting couch stuff.
Well, you know, I've never actually done a casting couch, but,
no.
You know, like, in her mind, like, it's like, you know, she tries to make a distinction between the director and the real life persona, but, you know, for me, like, I've never made that distinction. So it's always like, you know, well, this is what I do, and she just says, well, this is what you do. I'm like, no, this is what I do. She's like, no, this is what you do. So, no, I never really stopped. I just found that one was more, you know, occupied more time than the other. So, in my world, it's like I never stopped. But in her world, it's like, this is what you do. And to me, it's like, this is what I do. So, if you can understand that, like, it's very complex.
A lot of this is what we do. But right. I guess a little bit of a difference. Vive la différence.
Right.
Maybe.
I mean, the difference for her is just like she came from a mainstream modeling / actress world, and she just got swept into adult. So it was a lot for her to take in at one point, you know, all at once. It was just a lot to deal with. So it's just a difference in perception, I guess.
And did you sweep her into adult, you naughty boy?
No, you know, like we try to maintain, you know, the separateness, but it's really difficult sometimes to do that because there's so much overlap. Mm.
Well, honeybee, so your books are combining sex not just with food and with life and with relationships, but with church. I mean, some of your hottest, sexiest characters go to church every Sunday.
They do.
They do. I mean, that's kinky to me.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's real for a lot of people.
Do you go to church every Sunday?
No. I did as a child,
you did.
Though. It was mandatory when I was a kid. We go to church 2 or 3 times a day on Sunday. Mm. So I think I have a couple of credits on the book. But,
yeah, 2 to 3 times a day. That's how often he jerks off or
see,
says
yeah,
that he's sex.
Exactly. But religion and sex is really a topic that needs to be touched on more because some people think that, you know, people who go to church aren't freaks, but there's a lot of people who go to church that are freaks.
Well, yeah. I mean, I always thought that they were, but I guess I thought a lot of them were kind of a little hypocritical. But maybe that's the difference between I don't know, let's just say we're running out of time, the black church and the white church. I mean, it just seems like in more African-American church, masses, it's more sensuous, and you could see it leading into sex, whereas in most of the, you know, kind of white Christian churches, everything is tamped down and closed up, and the sex is certainly going on, but yes. Very, very hidden.
Yes. Yeah. But I think it's important, you know, that people who go to church don't feel like, you know, that you shouldn't be having sex, or you have this long list of, you know, getting married first and all of that. No, I say forget all of that. Just enjoy your life. Have sex.
And if church turns you on?
Some of them are having sex at church, but that's a whole other
story. Yeah, they do. Like,
do you go to church, Alexander?
No, actually, I don't. Like, I'm not a believer.
Did you go when you were a kid?
You know, I grew up in the church. Catholic school. Like,
Catholic.
I was one of those people, like, you know, my grandma was very religious, so, you know, from Monday through Sunday, she was just like, you know, reading scriptures and everything, and then, you know, like, I did the whole thing. I heard a calling. I ignored the calling. Like, so I'm a devil now. So, you know, I don't believe. But, you know, I've experienced that whole thing. And I actually have a friend, like, and she's dating one of the pastors who has four churches in Houston. Like, he's a major, like, major religious figure there. And he's been having sex with her since she was 16. So, you know, so it's definitely like one of those things where there's a lot of hypocrisy in religion, in the church.
Well, I'm glad you're writing books about sex and church, because it just, you know, kind of brings it out in the open. So before we're out of time, we have to do our spankings.
7 minutes.
We have two spankings to do. Wow. So I'm going to have the snake put away. Who could do that for me? Anyone? Or Nori, here we go. Because the snake, it gets a little unnerved by spankings. So thank you, Evie. So let's see. So certainly our late young lady needs to be spanked. She was very late. And Stan needs to be spanked for my birthday as well. So should we have it all going on at the same time? Because we don't have much time. So I think everyone should actually just come up here and you know, kind of witness. Can I have a witness? Okay. So, and the talking person will need to be on the microphone. So I think, I'll make that decision when you get up here. Yes. Okay. So now,
happy birthday.
Right, absolutely. So I think that that Sin is going to have to help me with you. Right. Okay, so you are going to go over there. That's very good. But I think the pants have to come down, because those underpants are very, very interesting. And I think that, here, you guys hold the microphone here. Yep, you've got to take those pants off for sure. Those pants off. Yeah, the pants.
Nice.
Yeah, because they're too tight. Oh, here we go. Okay. All right. Well, help me out here. So you want to get it going? This is your, you know, you're almost married. You're common law by this time. Yeah. So you're kind of rubbing it a little bit. Well, I'm just going to whack it. So I'm asking you to kind of, can I whack now? Okay. Oh, wait a second. Let me have the microphone here. Okay. Sing that again.
Happy birthday to you.
I think I'd like it a little higher.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Yeah. Stan the man.
Panties down.
What was that?
Panties down.
Panties down. Oh, we had a request for panties down.
He's...
You got 22 spankings.
I got 22 spankings.
Right.
How many did he just get?
Boy, you seem to want things to be very fair. Okay, I'm going to give him some more after you.
And did you do this?
You just, I didn't do this, because he was wearing his panties. So what? He doesn't get this. This is my chinchilla glove, which makes the bare ass spanking worthwhile. feel this. Very politically incorrect. This is, you know, you're not supposed to get these. But somebody got this for me.
You have 3 minutes.
Okay. So now, what's this little get-up? Top down. Top. This top down. Yes.
Top down.
Top or up or off.
Or off?
Off. Off is good. There you go.
Better make it for you.
Pretty. No, that's not naked. This is naked for me.
You want it out?
Yes. Out. Out. Lovely. Look at these pretty titties. And they're real, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know what? You should take the bra off because the bra makes them look fake because they're so nice. No, seriously, because you got to let the hang go. Show the hang, really. You know that that's really, really part of your incredible, amazing, goddess-given beauty. Look at this. Turn around. Beautiful. Look at that. Hi, everybody. I know it's embarrassing, right? Because you're being spanked. It's supposed to be embarrassing. But you're a porn star. You shouldn't be embarrassed. Okay, so now over the knee or over the bed? Yeah, over the knee.
Over the knee.
Let's see. Which way, gang? Look towards this way. Here. You can hold the microphone. Since you don't want to show your dick, you can pretend the microphone is, you know, your phallic thing. Here, so we want to hear her. Here, you're going to face this way so that he can hold the mic towards your face so that you can...
Butt this way,
that's right.
Oh, okay.
What a beautiful butt.
Mm. Hi.
And she's such a good girl. This is Katie St. Ives, but she was late. Boy, I've got deja vu. Weren't we doing this last week? But
yeah.
Once again... It seems like the right thing to do. Just rubbing it a little bit and whack.
Oh,
that hurt a little bit. Okay. And whack. I'm not going to do 22 this time because last time was birthday. This time is punishment, right? Right. Okay. That's one more. And nobody's counting. What are we up to?
It's because everyone's staring.
And... Okay, little panties down now.
No.
Just like that.
Watch your mouth.
8, 9. And the chinchilla glove. Feels so nice.
I want my entire bed to be like...
Yes.
Wouldn't,
how about a comforter like this?
That would be nice. Then I wouldn't need a bed.
Right. No. But where are we up to? 9. That's an uneven number.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
I guess we are doing 22.
21, 22.
Okay. And let's hear it for the beautiful, the spankable, and the very good sport, Katie St. Ives.
Thank you.
Here, enjoy the meatballs.
Oh, and the meatballs. You have your meatball reward. Where are they? Oh, here we go. Can we watch you eat them now? Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, have a meatball.
Why not? I'm just going to stay here.
Yeah, just stay here and eat a meatball.
Okay, you're out of time.
Oh, I'm out of time. So while you're eating a meatball, tell me where we find you. No, maybe not. She's chewing right now. Okay, so you guys get onto your microphones there so we can all talk, and then we'll come back up here for the final picture. But right now, you're eating a meatball. So where can we find you?
You can find me on katiestivesxxx.com. Or my Twitter page is at Katie St. Ives, or www.twitter.com/KatieStIves.
No periods.
No
right?
periods.
Just one word.
I try to make it easy.
No underscores. Right, you do try to make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
And you made that spanking very easy. And you look just adorable with your panties, you know, kind of hooked up,
you
know, kind of trundled down
you
there.
Got me all hot and bothered.
Yeah, you're great. You're all hot and bothered and cute and sweet. And now you're going to be in one of Alexander's hot interracial movies. Isn't that exciting?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
We got to do an all Katie movie.
What?
An all Katie St. Ives movie.
Oh, be quiet.
No, seriously.
I don't believe you.
It's happening.
You have to believe
me. We'll see it.
Here on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
When we do it, I'll believe you.
I gotta call Spiegler. Like,
yeah, yeah. I wanna hear. I'm gonna follow this movie. This is gonna be the movie. Eat the meatball. The next
meatball
one slowly, okay?
Susan,
eat the next meatball very slowly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, okay. So Alexander, tell us where we can find you.
You can find me all over the place, worldwide on the web, alexanderdevoe.com, dynamicbooty.com, blacksassaddiction.com. JuiceJordanVideo.com. He's my distributor. He sells my movies for me. So anywhere.
He has his own radio show.
Yeah. And it's still sent to DeVoeShow.com on LATalkRadio.com.
All right. Yeah. Very good. And now, Honey Bee, where do we find you?
I'm online at Mary Morrison. That's MORRISON.com. I'm on Facebook, all over Facebook, but my fan page is the only page you can join right now because the friends page is all full. So it's Mary Honeybee Morrison.
Do you want more meatballs?
Oh, okay. on Facebook, but please join the fan page. And I'm on Twitter as Mary B. Morrison.
Okay.
So, yes.
But you're not following very many people. Now you got to follow me.
I am going to follow you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we can swing through the Twitter trees. I love the way you incorporate swinging, by the way, also into, married couples' sex life. Great.
Yes.
And her books are out there. You can get them on Amazon, right? You can get them everywhere.
All of my books are on Amazon.com, and you can find them in bookstores and Walmart.
Is there one book that was on the New York Times bestseller list or a few?
It was actually two. It was two different ones.
Which
ones? Somebody Loves You Back and She Ain't the One. So.
Ooh, you got to send me those.
I will.
Okay.
Definitely.
I'm now a Honey Bee reader.
Yes.
So, Stan, the man, Kent.
Yes.
How's your ass?
It feels lovely and toasty and tingly. Yes, thank you.
Where do we find you?
StanKent.com. Okay. StanKent.com.
And Sin, thank you for your lovely toes.
Thank you.
Do we find you somewhere? We don't find you anywhere. Sin is
anonymous. Mysterious.
Right. But we're so glad to see you, and we're so glad to have all of you, and thank you so much. We're going to do a group picture in just a second, but I just want to wind up and say, my listeners, my viewers, my lovers, my friends, I want you to be good, which sometimes involves being a little bit bad. I want you to be naughty, which sometimes involves being very responsible. I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Use a little erotica.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on World Wide Web.